Well, Russ, I don't know. Former model Janice Dickinson is the latest and most high-profile accuser and mounting allegations of sexual assault against Bill Cosby. Now, in an interview with Entertainment Tonight, she says Cosby assaulted her in a hotel room back in 1982 after he invited her to meet him there to discuss her career. This is Lake Tahoe. She says she wanted to include the alleged assault in her 2002 memoir, but she was pressured. But she was pressured to remove the details by Cosby and his lawyers. Now, she is the third woman to go public with his sexual assault accusations in recent days. She says she was drugged.
Wow.
Tiger and Kendall Jenner are not dating. However, Tiger refused to perform at a club because they wouldn't break the law and let 17-year-old Kendall in. Sources say Tyga basically begged the club to bend the rules for his, air quotes, friend, but they refused, so he was a no-show.
Yeah. Mm.
You may not have liked Lifetime's Aaliyah biopic, but thanks to people tweeting about how bad it was, it was last week's Twitter TV ratings. It was number one with nearly a million tweets around the show's Saturday night debut. Now, if you wonder how much popular shows, like how many tweets they get, just to give you an idea, that is 700,000 more tweets than Abbott's favorite show, The Walking Dead.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
No, I thought he liked that show on Animal Kingdom.
He does like that. He likes Orange is the New Black. You know what? I try to watch Orange is the New Black, but there's too much female on female action.
No, there's one on Animal Kingdom called Orange is the New Bear.
Oh, my God. Orange is the New Bear. I knew that's what it stood for.
Did I just make this stuff up?
Wow.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, it'd be interesting to see how fans react to this. What do you think about this, Russ? Faith Evans just started working on an album of duets featuring previously unheard vocals from Biggie.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
The project has a working title, The King and I. Why, though?
Diddy said,
I'm wondering how she's going to get, you know, does it belong to her? He was her husband.
She raised his son, so.
I'm thinking it belongs to them, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So this is
she was married to him, right?
She was
wouldn't she own the intellectual property?
I would think so.
But what if Diddy still, don't Diddy still own it?
Take that.
Yeah, Diddy owns it. I don't even think he owned his own.
And you know that for a fact there, Albert?
I said I don't think.
Because I don't. You just said it like it was a fact.
He's just talking.
I want you to like turn your mic down.
How about this? This is a cool story. J. Cole is inviting a few lucky fans.
Turn down for what?
To his childhood home in Fayetteville to celebrate the release of his next album. Now, this is a big deal for him because he recently bought his old house, hoping it was going to provide closure to his boyhood. You know, what happened is his family had to move away because the house was foreclosed on. So he just recently bought it, and that's like the name of his album, is the name of the, you know, the address. So I think that's kind of cool.
Good luck,
Taylor Swift did that first, though.
Was her house foreclosed on?
No.
Does she have the cool story? Okay, so Taylor Swift didn't do it.
Fans at her house.
Yeah, but that's different. Nobody foreclosed on her house. I mean, he went and bought the house.
Oh, okay.
Britt, give me some ratchet reality.
Love & Hip Hop Hollywood's Monice, you know, Fizz baby mama. Well, ex-NBA baller Joe Smith says he stole $100,000 from him by signing checks in his name.
Wow.
Yeah, and media takeout has pictures of Ray J's girlfriend, Princess Love, with a black eye, and they're claiming that Ray J did that.
Huh? I don't know about that.
What does that mean?
I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire for more stuff.
Know.
Go to the rest of our morning show.com.